The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special and the topic is A Message to Save the World. Today, Wednesday, is the 23rd of Muharram, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Shahrivar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of September, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Nu, verse 28 of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا.
My Lord, forgive me and my parents and whoever enters my house a believer and the believing men and believing women, and do not increase the wrongdoers except in destruction.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Prophet Nuh actually invoked Allah Almighty to forgive some people, himself, lest he had neglected some priority, his parents, as a token of his gratitude for their troubles, for all those few who believe in his prophetic call and embark the ark which was his home, and finally for all believing men and women in the world down the centuries, thus establishing his ties with all the believers worldwide and at all times. Nonetheless, he accords particular emphasis to the destruction of the wrongdoers, implying that they deserved such torment.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
A message to save the world. Today, when we talk of standing firm like a rock against injustice, against unjust dictatorial regime, enjoining patience and displaying perseverance in adversity, the example of Imam Hussein is still relevant. It is the need of our to pay homage to blessed martyrs of Karbala, and the best way would be to live by the divine principles for which they laid down their lives. We need to be parents of their cause and to stand firm on the path of justice, liberty, and piety. They not only taught us how to stand firm against dictatorship and terrorism, but also how to maintain integrity of character in extreme adversity.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the main messages of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam for the whole world. At the same time, we find that the event of Ashura is replete with many fine lessons, I mean, in history. The event of Ashura took place around 50 years after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many people who had heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was one of the two paradise youths, as expressed several times by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they knew well that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was the real Imam and the infallible Imam of the day. They fell short of helping Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is a very important and noteworthy point in history. It doesn't guarantee, I mean, there's no guarantee that those people who witnessed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or even used to be among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wouldn't make any mistake. No, there's no guarantee. It's up to a person and his religious education and religious faith, which way he or she would choose. In this connection, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam expressed that, I mean, crystal clear, he expressed that his movement was for the sake of enlivening and reviving the two principles of inviting people to do good and prohibiting people from committing the evil. We find that this is an important yardstick in the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, in such a way that the whole movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can be interpreted based on these keywords.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, where little children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein.
Muharram, a continuous mission against injustice. Imam Hussein's life was an inspiration for Indian greats like Gandhi and Tagore. Mahatma Gandhi said, "I learned from Hussein how to achieve victory while being oppressed." Rabindranath Tagore wrote, "In order to keep alive justice and truth instead of an army or weapon, success can be achieved by sacrificing lives," exactly what Imam Hussein did. For a world engulfed with continuous violence and bloodshed, the message of Imam al-Hussein acts as a beacon of hope.
Hussein al-Gharib al-Gharib al-Hussein, Hussein al-Shahid al-Shahid al-Hussein, Hussein al-Gharib al-Gharib al-Hussein, Hussein al-Shahid al-Shahid al-Hussein.
Sermon of Lady Zainab in the court of Yazid. She said, "O Yazid, do you think that we have become humble and despicable owing to the martyrdom of our people and our own captivity? As you have blocked all the path for us, and we have been made captives and are being taken from one place to another. Do you think that Allah has taken away his blessings from us? Do you think that by killing the godly persons who have been great and respectable, and the Almighty looks at you with a special grace and kindness? For this reason, and on account of his incorrect thinking, you have become elated and arrogant. You have become boastful because you have seen that the matters have taken a turn in your favor. You have, however, forgotten what Allah says. The disbelievers must not think that our despite is for their good. We only give them time to let them increase their sins. For them, there will be a humiliating torment." Chapter Al Imran, verse 178.
Materialism does not bring you content. Be indifferent to this dunya. Let the majalis of Aba Abdullah remove that appeal and glamour and luster of this world in your eyes. This dunya, this materialistic dunya, has no value, Allah. If this dunya had any value, Allah wouldn't let his beloved Hussein be massacred like that. But this dunya has no value. Everything and everything is for the akhirah. Everything. And Allah gave Imam Hussein the akhirah. Belongs to him. Yes, this dunya prepares us for the akhirah. But let's not wait a single moment bickering, fighting, preoccupying our minds with this dunya, when it never will give you that satisfaction. You'll keep running your entire life and you're still not satisfied. Subhanallah, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha has a beautiful statement. The Imam alayhi salam states, the one who runs after this dunya, the world runs from him. He never gets it. And the one who runs from this dunya, the world comes after him. Subhanallah, how true is this statement? How many people, they're so desperate trying to become powerful, millionaires, having so much money, being, you know, the wealthiest person in their community. Most people don't achieve that. They keep running and running, and they accept bribes, and they give bribes, and they cheat, and engage in fraudulent activities. And believe me, most of them don't reach that goal. They don't. They really don't. People who run after this dunya, most of them don't reach those positions. Only a fraction of them do. And there is a reason why Allah lets them. It's a trial. It's a system. The Imam says, don't run after the world. Go after Allah. Allah will send the world after you. In a proper way. In a way that allows you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be so preoccupied. My bank account, how much money I'm making, my income. We worry too much. Fulfill your obligation today. What happens tomorrow is none of my business. It's not my domain. My domain is today. Tomorrow, leave it with God. Today, I have to work, get up and work. You have to pray, get up and pray. You have to be with mom and dad and help them, do so. Ask yourself, what is my obligation today? Today, what's my obligation? What does Allah want me to do?
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Dear friend, that was all for today's special. May all the praises and thanks be to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in heavens and in the earth. May Allah bless all of you. Be with us for another episode of today's special, inshallah. Thank you and fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to what the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, has taught humanity about those who pretend to have faith. People are certainly enthralled with life. Faith is only something merely licked by them. They take good care of it as long as it secures their living. But once put to the test of tribulation, religious men are rarely found amongst them.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Many of us, rather all of us, should rather hope, or rather we had wished and we pray that, you know, we are with the Imam of our time and we are, you know, of those who support him and who attain the reward of martyrdom and the station of imamah with the Imam alayhi salam. But also many of us, again, all of us, should hope and pray and wish that we are with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for on that day we would have attained a great reward. And this is where that particular phrase comes from. It is reported from Imam Ridha alayhi salam to one of his companions. And Imam alayhi salam says that if you desire that you attain or gain the reward equivalent to that of those martyred along with Hussein alayhi salam. Now obviously there is two things that one, or rather there is one important thing that we need to remember here. That attaining an equivalent reward does not mean you attain an equivalent state and station. There's two very different things. For what they did and what we do, you know, are vastly different. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true sisters of the Imam, inshaAllah. So the Imam continues, said, if you wish to attain a reward equivalent to that of those martyred along with Hussein alayhi salam, then whenever you remember him, that is, whenever you remember Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy of Karbala, you should recite this, that Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum fa'afuzu fawdan azeema. That if only that I would have been with them, which is true, I would have achieved a great reward. I would have achieved a great victory if only I was with them. But obviously, as we mentioned previously, that just because we mentioned this, just because, you know, we try to attain that reward that the Shuhada of Karbala attained, it is not something that it's easy to, you know, keep hold of. For they attained a station, they were not looking for reward. Their reward was the Imam himself. Their reward was the sacrifice itself. The reward is not the thawab or paradise or anything like that. No, these are all secular things. Us, unfortunately, we are the opposite. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly see the reward being the companionship of the Imam alayhi salam, and to assist us in doing so. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all of you who are listening to this program.
Thank you, brother.
I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. We are going to talk about a famous reciter of the Holy Quran, and then we are going to listen to a recitation of that famous Qari, preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation, and beside these parts, we are going to have some other interesting segments. So stay tuned.
On June 18th, 2015, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, said, "You do not recite the Holy Quran in an ordinary way. You recite it in a rhythmic way. Perhaps in all religions, holy texts are recited in a rhythmic way. We have witnessed this up close. So, you should recite the Holy Quran in a rhythmic way, and this rhythm and tone should be observed. The tone should be adopted by observing its requirements. If this is not done, it will undoubtedly not produce the desired effect, and it sometimes produces the opposite effect."
IRIB English Radio presents
Let's Recite the Quran.
Recitation.
Tajweed points.
Reciter's biography.
Quranic books.
Maqamat.
Translation.
Alhan.
Short lecture.
All
in Let's Recite the Quran.
We
Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Ramadan. This great Egyptian qari is really master in using the maqam chord in his recitations. He has a very powerful voice, and his voice has a kind of humility or khushu. He uses all different maqams in his recitations to convey the meaning of the holy verses in the best way. Now let's listen to Sheikh Mahmoud Ramadan reciting Surah Al-Ghafir, verses 13 to 15, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, it is He who shows you His signs and sends down provision for you from the sky, and none remembers but those who turn in obedience and in repentance. So call upon Allah, making worship pure for Him, however much the disbelievers may hate it. Owner of high ranks and degrees, the owner of the throne, He sends the inspiration by His command to any of His slaves He wills, that He may warn of the day of mutual meeting.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
هو الذي يريكم آياته وينزل لكم من السماء
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Ghafir, verses 13 to 15, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Ramadan. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A lot of people say that Sheikh Mahmoud Ramadan only knows how to use Maqam al-Kurd in his recitation. But I disagree with this idea, because he is a very good reciter at using all of the Maqams, especially Maqam Kurd, Nahawand, and Ajam, these three Maqams. In this recitation, he's using Maqam Nahawand. The entire recitation is in Maqam Nahawand. And the last part, which was Rafi'ud Darajat, this was the second time that he recited Rafi'ud Darajat. This was, I think it's called Maqam Nahawand Kurdi, okay, mm-hmm. because it has, it's like a combination of Kurd, Nahawand mm-hmm. and Kurd. Mm-hmm. Okay, now for the tajweed rules. Sheikh Mahmoud Ramadan also has a very good tajweed. Yunazzilu. The za is mushaddad. And za is a letter of rakhawa. As a result, the timing of za should be more than the other characteristics, such as shidda and tawassut. Okay, timing is important with respect to three characteristics. Rakhawa, tawassut, and shidda. Rakhawa has the longest timing.
Yes, which are weak fricatives.
Yes, the weak fricatives. Then we have tawassut, which are strong. We could say they're stronger fricatives. Or
there's five letters.
We have two nasal stops, meem and noon. We have lam, which in phonetics is actually called liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
We also have Ra,
mm-hmm.
and Lam, Noon, Ayn, Mim, and Ra. We have these five letters.
Lin, Umar.
Yes.
And talking about Shidda, we can say that they are plosives.
Exactly. Ajidu Qittim Bakat, which is Hamza, Jim, Dal, Qaf, Ta, Ba, Kaf, and Ta. Ajidu Qittim Bakat. You could memorize them by this sentence.
Memorizing this sentence, actually.
Yes. Then we have rizqa. The ra has tarqiq, and the za again has the special timing.
Yes.
The difference between yunazzil and rizqa is that the timing of yunazzil was more because it was mushaddad.
Mm-hmm.
But the za is only one letter. As-samai. We have maddul muttasil. It's really important that in your recitation, your meds are lengthened to the same number of vowel counts.
The rule consistency.
Yes. I mean, by, for example, Maddul Muttasil, all of them should be lengthened to the same number of vowel counts. Either
as the
four
first one.
Or five. Yes, as the first one. Then we have Mayunib. We have Idgham Ma'al Ghunna. Noon followed by Ya. Mukhlisin. We have a sad with the lowest level of tafkhin.
Because it has a kasra.
Because it has a kasra and ya'ul mat. Arush. The ra is pronounced without qalqala and with tafkhin.
With thickness.
With thickness.
Although it is saken, it is preceded by a letter with a fatha.
Yes, that's right. Yulqirruh. Yulqirruh. Here we have a qaf with a ya'ul mad or kasra, which is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim, and the ra with tafkhim.
In the word ruh.
Ruh.
Because it has a idamma.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Until next program, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن. When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي معتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
I did us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura, so stay with us.
فَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّتَانْ أَسَّسَتْ أَسَاسَ الظُّلْمِ وَالْجَارِ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّتَانْ دَفَعَتْكُمْ عَنْ مَقَامِكُمْ زالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها.
Brothers and sisters, talking about this part of the ziyara, فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت. Therefore, may Allah distance from His mercy those who laid the foundation of wrongdoing and injustice against you, the household of the Prophet. We were answering one important question. Why are we cursing the founders of wrongdoing in this case? We had a definition of sab and la'n in the previous programs. And now let's refer to the law of la'n according to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah and our tradition. And let's see from that perspective, how are we supposed to actually express our la'n, or if we are allowed to express our la'n or not. The Holy Quran is the fundamental source of Islam, so if we read it carefully, we would understand that Islam permits a believer to express la'n to a category of people who deserve to be distant from his mercy. For example, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance after we have clarified it in the book of mankind, they shall be cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. So, we very well know that according to the Holy Quran, The Holy Prophet ﷺ does not speak out of his own desire. The source of what he says is the divine revelation. Because the Holy Quran says, nor does he speak out of his own desire, it is just the revelation that is revealed unto him. So, there are traditions that clearly say that Allah the Exalted ordered his messenger to openly announce to people the succession of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Ghadir Khum, and if he were not to do so, then he would have failed in communicating the complete divine message.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Almighty Allah revealed this verse to the Holy Prophet during his farewell pilgrimage. Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Apostle, communicate that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do not, then you will not have communicated His message at all. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah shall protect you from the people. Inna Allaha la yahdi al-qawma al-kafirin. Indeed, Allah does not guide the faithless. So, according to the successively narrated tradition of Ghadir, or the so-called mutawatir, the phrase ma unzila ilayk, that which has been revealed to you of this verse, is referring to appointing Imam Ali alayhi salam as the successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the Holy Prophet sallallahu is explicitly communicating to a multitude of pilgrims present that Imam Ali alayhi salam is his successor and the guardian of every faithful, male and female. So, overall, first, Allah orders his messenger to declare that Ali alayhi salam is his successor in Ghadir Khum. Then, the concealers of divine revelation are constantly cursed by Allah. This was one of the verses of the Holy Quran to consider in this case. We will, God willing, talk about this more in the next probe. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي
تختار إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عام لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And our guest speaker, as always, Sheikh Javid. Salaam alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program again.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Well, the concept and the topic that we are going to delve into related to the Islamic laws issued by Ayatollah Sistani is mourning. And that is the mourning for Imam Hussein and Muharram. And this is actually a good platform for me and the whole crew here from the IRIB English Radio to express our condolences to everybody who's listening to us, to our dear audiences. And inshallah, we hope that this program would come to good use. Let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Sistani and then we'll be back.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani comes from the family of scholars and pious men. He learned theological and rational sciences from many eminent and well-known religious scholars. At the age of five, His Eminence started learning the Holy Quran. He was then admitted in a religious center for reading, writing, and for learning basic mathematics and geography. In the beginning of 1360 Hijri, he started studying basic Hawza lessons. He also studied a number of books on philosophy like Sharh Manzumah Sabzawari and Sharh Ishraq. Meanwhile, he attended Kharij lectures by the late Mirza Mehdi Ashtiani and the late Mirza Hashim Qazwini. In the late 1368 Hijri, he migrated to Qum to accomplish his studies in fiqh and usul. His Eminence left Qum for Najaf al-Ashraf. On having arrived in Najaf, he began attending Qayatullah Khoi and Sheikh Hussain Hilli's lectures in jurisprudence and the fundamentals of jurisprudence. In 1380 Hijri, Ayatollah Sistani traveled back to his hometown, the holy city of Mashhad, expecting to stay and settle down there. In the same year, he was awarded a permit by Imam Al-Khoi and another by Sheikh Hilli, certifying that he had attained the level of Ijtihad. that is, deduction of legal judgment in matters of religion.
Sheikh Shawid, we are talking about the laws related to mourning, in fact, to commemorate Imam Hussein's martyrdom anniversary during Muharram. According to the laws issued or fatwas issued by Ayatollah Sistani, let me ask you this question. What is the Islamic law about beating drums during Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, beating drums is common in some Muslim countries on the day of Ashura, especially in Iran. Of course, mourners come with their drums and they start beating drums, of course. As far as I know, none of the religious authorities, including Grand Ayatollah Sistani, are opposed to beating drums. So beating drums is permissible in and of itself, provided that, of course, it is confined to beating drums, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, people do not go overboard using other, let's say, musical instruments, playing music, because music is one thing, beating drum is another thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Beating drums even was common in the early period of Islam. They used to beat drums, okay?
Yes.
And, of course, it has a philosophy, a concept, which we need to understand as to why beating drums is allowed. Of course, in the early period of Islam, when Muslims were going to war against, for example, a group of, let's say, non-Muslims or opponents, mm-hmm. let's say, they used to beat drums to, let's say, to scare them.
Yes, especially in wars. Yeah,
beating wars.
Yes,
but in this time around, of course, beating drums is allowed because it's also recognized as a means or as a tool for commemorating the event of Ashura.
Yes,
and of course, there's no objection to it.
I see. You also hinted at the other musical instruments. You said if they don't go overboard to play other musical instruments. What about flute or trumpet? These are also the instruments which are used in some of these mourning processions.
Of course, Ayatollah Sistani is strongly opposed to using flute and trumpet. Only drum is allowed.
Uh-huh.
No other musical instruments, because when musical instruments are played, okay, flute is also a kind of musical instrument, okay?
Yes.
Because you can play with flute different, let's say, you can just use the flute to create different kinds of sounds. Okay,
yes.
Some of the sounds may not be appealing and may not be considered appropriate. So,
but it's not a happy sound or music coming out of flute.
Yeah,
flute is usually, like by nature, it's very sad.
It's not sad. It can be very happy as well, you know. It's only in some countries where flute is used for creating sad sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But flute can also be used to create very happy sounds. So therefore, since it can be misused mm-hmm. by people, and if permission is given, then it will know no bound. Okay, people will go overboard. They will go to extremes using flute and other musical instruments. Therefore, it's not permissible, according to Ayatollah Sistani, to play musical instruments whatsoever.
I see. Okay, let's take a very short break and we'll be back continuing our discussion on the laws related to mourning during Muharram, according to Ayatollah Sistani.
Sure.
Stay with us.